Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I love the fact that Hanover County now has a tourism director. John Badeski is our county manager, and he just does one heck of a job. And I am always warning my friends, like on the board of soups, hey, we got to make sure that nobody else comes along and tries to steal John Badeski. And we love the idea of tourism in Hanover County. I'm just telling you, we don't have any room for anybody to move here. Come, visit, enjoy our places, leave your money, and then get out. That's all. I know we thank you, but then seriously, get out. It's enough. Come for the tomato festival, and then you got to go. But it is just the best place anywhere on God's green earth to be, Hanover County. From top to bottom, side to side. Best people in positions of responsibility, in my opinion. And I love it. Okay, so now I'm bragging on my beloved Hanover County. I will tell you that I want to make sure we're always electing the best people, not just here at the county level, but statewide as well. My friend John Reed is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, and Lord knows he has been so busy crisscrossing the state. Every time you look at John's social media, he's somewhere else, and he's meeting new people. Might be voters, might not be voters, but he talks to everybody, and I'm thrilled he's joining us. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you. I'm actually in Richmond again on a Wednesday. This seems to be the pattern as I go out of town for days on end on the weekend and try to see as many people as I can. And Wednesday's the day I open the mailbox, look at the bills, pay the bills,
yep,
wash the clothes, and then get back out there again on the campaign trail.
Wow. Well, it's remember now, you asked for this stuff, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it was your request. But tell us how it's going out there right now, because you are meeting so many people in different parts of the state. What are they telling you? What are the concerns out there, John?
Oh, well, you know, people are beginning to focus in on the fact that, hey, there's actually an election in Virginia this year, you know, and it's about more than just Donald Trump being up in Washington. And I think there was Donald Trump sucks all the oxygen out of the room and he gets all the press coverage. And he is shaking it up in D.C., and I think a lot of people have confidence and faith that in the end, hopefully soon, I already think the numbers are beginning to trend in our favor with the kind of drastic actions that the president's taking, that this is going to be a solid thing. But if what happens here is that the Democrats who hate Trump so much that they can't even accept anything good from him, you know, they're mad when he succeeds, if they're the only people who go vote this year, then Virginia is really in a bad spot. And I don't know that it's fixable in our lifetime. I mean, seriously, the right to work, these tax issues. I mean, have you ever met, seriously, you've lived all over the country.
Yep.
Have you ever met a Democrat who really wants to cut taxes and wants to pare things down so that you keep more of your money? I have not. I've lived all over the world.
Nope. Not a single one. Not a single one.
And these folks, everywhere I go, seriously, and somebody flagged this for me a couple of years ago at Richmond City Hall, that families in Richmond, not rich families, you know, not Windsor Farms, but people who just live in working class neighborhoods who paid off their family home 30 years ago, So they paid a mortgage for 30 years, and they've owned it for 30 years. Maybe it's been passed down.
Right.
They're losing their houses because of the tax burden. If you're retired and you don't have any more money coming in, there's no way for you to really adjust that. They're losing their houses. And I'm hearing that in Richmond. I'm hearing it in Southwest Virginia. I'm even hearing it in Northern Virginia. And I, you know, that just highlights for me once again the recklessness of the Democrats who have created a system that, even though they always talk about how they really care about the working people, they're the real defenders of the working people, they don't. And they let situations like this happen. I mean, they do it from everything big like a house to the cost of a parking ticket, where the guy who's trying to make a living cleaning houses or fixing toilets or re-roofing the house, he gets a parking ticket one day and it wipes out their profit. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is insane to see what's going on. You know, John, one of the things I find fascinating, and I do want to remind everybody, my friend John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for governor, for lieutenant governor, is joining us, is that on the governor slot, you have Abigail Spanberger talking about how she's going to make Virginia, quote, more affordable, right? That's one of her taglines. Well, that appeals to me. I'd like things to be more affordable. But then you just scratch the surface. You go, well, no, wait a minute, ma'am. You're looking to increase my taxes. You're looking to put low income housing in places where you want it. That allegedly will bring down costs for people. And I'm thinking, There's just nothing here. There's nothing here of substance that will ultimately reduce the cost of living. And then she talks about how we could be the best at this, the best at that. I'm thinking, yeah, we are the best at that, but that's not thanks to you. That's thanks to Governor Youngkin.
Yeah, that's the government first mindset, that that the average worker isn't capable of making good decisions, advancing on them on their own. That the localities don't know what's best for their own citizens.
Right.
That's the idea. You know, like even this child care proposal that she put out that I then rebutted the next day.
Mm-hmm.
They want a bureaucracy to take money from certain people, run it through this big machine in Richmond, probably filled with dozens, if not hundreds, of government employees, and then they give it back, a little portion of it, back to people who need it.
Right.
My plan is, let's get the government out of the way. Let's take less of the money from the working people. Let's let you keep your own money so you can decide where you want to go. Let's cut the regulations so that individuals who would like to offer child care can do it without starting in the hole on day one. That, I think, is the solution. But it, you know what? It is a totally different mindset. And I pray to God that everybody who's out there, certainly in this audience, which is probably right of center, right, that you'll feel like there's a fire lit under you as we head towards the start of early voting on September 19th, and you will support the entire Republican ticket. Because if the Democrats take over, you remember what they did in 2020 when Ralph Northam was governor. They pushed through these ridiculous, horrible, quote-unquote reforms in the court system, and now 53 Virginians are dead, seriously, murdered, because we let people out of prison early.
That's right.
Now, I think that's wrong, and somebody's got to point it out and say, let's stop the insanity and get back to reasonable and responsible and fair leadership, and that's why I quit the radio station and jumped into this, because I just don't see it from them.
No, I don't see it either. Everybody should visit the website as well, johnreed4virginia.com, johnreed4virginia.com. There's great information for the handful of people who were not aware when John was on our station. I find that hard to believe, but I'm sure there are one or two folks that don't. But you can dive in there and learn a lot more about these issues. Let's talk about the law and order issues, John. Let's talk about being safe. Near and dear to my heart, as you know, as a former police officer, I have friends who are still on the job throughout our beloved Commonwealth, and they have shared the absolute horror. They remember when Northam was in office. They remember when McAuliffe was in office and how everything was skewed. Everything was tilted in favor of the criminal and against the law enforcement officers. And Spanberger and the crowd would do exactly the same thing.
Yeah. You know, look, Abigail Spanberger was a congresswoman.
Yep.
Shall we go through all of her social media and all of her public comments? Did she or Ralph Northam or LeVar Stoney or Ghazala Hashmi,
right,
who's running against me for lieutenant governor, did anybody in the Richmond area who was in a position of leadership with a D behind their name as a Democrat, did they stand up and say, stop this, stop the violence? No,
yep,
they didn't.
That's right.
They encouraged it with their silence. They knew that it was playing in their favor politically. And I think people need to be punished for that. You can't reward that type of poor leadership. And if you're living in the city of Richmond and you reflexively vote Democrat all the time, or maybe you're one of the wealthy families that, for whatever reason, on social issues, you're like, I just can't vote Republican on social issues. You need to see that the Democrats let the capital city burn in 2020 and didn't have the moral fortitude to stand up and tell their own people that this is inappropriate, this is wrong, and there are other ways to express yourself. And, you know, people like Ghazala Hashmi continually exhibit bad decision-making and bad leadership. I mean, once the Jews were killed in Israel, guess who she's standing with over in the park?
Yep.
The Hamas-Palestinian protesters. Now, I mean, I'm not making that up.
That's
she
right.
did it.
That's
I
right.
think she needs to answer the question. Why, when you see that slaughter on the other side of the world, would you in Richmond, Virginia, go stand with that crowd? Even if you, you know, don't totally buy into the narrative mm-hmm. of Israel-Palestine, why at that moment would you stand with those people? I think that warrants questions, and I think she should answer it. And to me, it's a disqualifier. I'm not interested in that type of leadership.
John Reed is joining us. We've spoken a lot about what you would do, John, and the plans and your thoughts. Your assessment of Ghazala Hashmi is apparently as close as anybody is ever going to get, because she will not come on shows. She will not participate in interviews unless it's clear it's some sort of a blue cheerleading operation. Has she reached out to you at all to respond to the possibility of debates yet?
Of course not. Nothing. No. And then I think it's been 41 days since I issued the challenge or the invitation, however you want to put it, for 10 debates, 2 in each region of the state. Nothing. And I'll tell you what I've done, Jeff. No one else knows this. Last week, I sent a message to the NAACP in Williamsburg and York County. And I said, hey, if you want to have a debate, I'll do it. Get Ghazala Hashmi on stage. Nothing. Today, just a couple of hours ago, there was an NPR group, you know, and they were interested in doing an interview. And I said, I'll do the interview. I'm not scared of anybody. I'm happy to talk with anybody. Why don't you get Ghazala Hashmi to sit across from me, and we'll do an hour-long debate in the studio or by Zoom, whatever you want to do. Oh, that's a great idea. I mean, how much more do I need to do to tell the people of Virginia that I am willing to discuss all these issues candidly without a script from some, you know, consultant in D.C., mm-hmm. That I'm willing to go on an NPR radio station that probably hates me, right?
Yeah.
I'm willing to do that, but this lady thinks she's going to get elected by hiding in the basement and not explaining the really bad decision she's made. I mean, people should be angry about it, and I'm just going to keep offering the invitation, and at some point, I think that dam has got to break. You just can't run for statewide office and run away like that.
John, it is the Biden playbook. It's insulting to me. Now, I will offer this. I support you. I know how I'm voting. I've known that since day one. I've made that very, very, very clear because we agree on so much. But I would say this. If you adopted that policy, well, I'm not going to participate in debates if I'm invited. I would lose a tremendous amount of respect.
And of course
I would
you
feel
would.
Insulted just as a voter.
Even though I'm a friend of yours.
That's
I know
right.
you would. And
yeah.
I would expect you to not only say it on the radio, but to call me personally and say, hey, man, what are you doing? I think that is correct.
Yeah.
You know, there's just there's certain things you must do if you are asking people to trust you.
Yes.
And I get it. I'm a media guy. I've been in media, and she hasn't been, although she's, you know, lectured in front of all these classrooms, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Not like she's some bookkeeper who doesn't know how to hold her own. Presumably, right. She's a sitting senator in the state. And
yeah.
And from what I'm told, she's pretty aggressive. You know, she seems like she's very mild-mannered. But the people I've talked to have said, yeah, if you think she's mild-mannered, you should go to one of her committee meetings and see how she treats you in the committee meeting. I don't think the mild-mannered thing floats there. But, gotcha. Yeah, the debate issue is going to be an issue. And I'm just puzzled why everybody is sitting around acting like this is normal, because that cannot become normal in the birthplace of American democracy, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Cannot.
They cannot. John, I want everybody to visit your website. I always remind people it is very expensive to have a campaign, especially across a state as large as ours. Remind everybody of the website and how they can help out.
Yes, I appreciate it. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out, R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. And, you know, I'll tell you, Jeff, it's tough. I mean, the money is hard to come by, and the Democrats in New York and California and in Washington are funneling tons of money to all the Democrats, but especially the Ghazala Hashmi, because the Senate is essentially tied, 21-19, and they want to lock down the most controversial pieces of legislation with her breaking the tie vote to go with the leftist. And we just cannot let that happen if we want Virginia to survive.
Absolutely. John, God bless you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Hugs to your mom.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is my friend John Reed, johnreedforvirginia.com, johnreedforvirginia.com. He is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. We got good stuff going on. The weather is nice. It's humid. That's what happens. We get a lot of rain. You know, it's humidity. But the temps are great, man. It's 70 degrees right now. And overnight, it's going to be like 65 again. I'm telling you, another night for open windows. Just very, very cool. Sam Richards is going to be with us at 5:35. Sam heads up the Jewish Community Federation here in Richmond once a month. Very happy that Sam joins us. We just talk about some of the things that are going on in the Jewish community, especially now, given, well, what we're seeing in the world. October the 7th, 2023, unfortunately changed a lot of things for a lot of people, and not necessarily for the better. I'm concerned. I remain very, very, very concerned. And we'll chat with Sam Richardson at 5:35. It is 5:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yep, it absolutely is Wednesday. Lots of great stuff. Tomorrow, my friend Tony Pham is going to be dropping by. Looking forward to catching up with Tony. Tomorrow morning at 7:35, I'm going to be hopping on Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. So I want to make sure that you are here paying attention to that. Okay, lots of great stuff. And as you know, in a couple of days, I am actually headed to Israel. I've never been. I've never, ever been, and this is the fourth time we're trying to get over there actively. The three prior trips have all been scrubbed, unfortunately. Well, I'm excited about all of this, and it has, as a result of October the 7th, 2023, reignited concern on my part for Eretz Yisrael, for Israel, and for the Israeli people, for the Jewish people writ large. Sam Richardson is the executive director over there, the Jewish Community Federation, and Sam actually joins us on a monthly basis now just to chat about any number of things, let us know where the community is, what's happening. Sam, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, Jeff, good to be on with you again, and I am excited for you and envious if you get to go to Israel soon.
I am beyond excited. It's been a long time coming. What's the tone? What's the pulse as you look at it around the world with Israel and the Jewish community? It's a tough time right now.
Oh, it is, and you know, around the world has the same diversity as you would get around the block in some places, because there's a lot of information out there, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and people have to really be willing to do the work to get into the weeds to understand exactly what's going on, where, in which part of Israeli society, the Gaza war, issues with Israel's neighbors. There is a lot going on. I mean, there has been for the past couple of hundred years at least, but yeah. More so today than in the span of most of our lives.
What do you think the difference has been since October the 7th, 2023, in the Jewish community and outside of the Jewish community?
Well, I think inside the Jewish community, the biggest difference has been the shock of the realization that there is not going to be probably a Jewish golden age, or maybe we've passed it if we want to consider perhaps the 90s and 10s to be a golden age of American Jewry, where we were largely accepted. We had a lot of friends. We were working across different ethnic and faith and political divides in order to be integrated into the American milieu without losing our own identity. That seems to have come to an end, if it actually existed at all. And that has had the positive effect, because sometimes a negative actually precedes or is the precursor to a positive. We have had some repair within our community and opportunities to repair within our communities as people have come back into the Jewish community through a number of various means, and even families have come together to say, who are we as Jews as a family? And that's been a very positive thing. Yeah. So there's that going on internally. Externally, in some cases, there's been some clarification depending upon the religious and ethnic makeup of a given group or individual. Either we definitely want to remain friends, close friends, advocates with the Jewish community, or, oh, maybe we were wrong in that. And so one of the things that we are, as a community today, looking outside our own walls is to ask the question, where have some of our friends gone? Yeah. Why are the nice people silent, to quote a phrase that's been around the podcast world? And some people want to discuss that with us. and some people don't. And so that's been a big change outside of the Jewish community, that we used to be able to have conversations in a variety of different arenas all the time, and now we do not.
Sam, you had a great piece in The Reflector. For folks who don't know, The Reflector is the Jewish community newspaper. It's online now, reflectornews.org, if I recall correctly.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. People should be checking out. You don't have to be Jewish to read it, obviously. Just
that's right.
reflectornews.org. But one of the things you have in your piece, and it's a very, very well-written piece, by the way, that you were able to secure over $4 million in security funds for the Jewish community. It's now I happen to be the handful of, was one of the handful of Jewish cops at one point. It was barely enough to make a minion most of the time. But so I've always had security and public safety on my mind. But this is something new for the in the bigger picture. And it may be a positive that's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Come out of this terrible stuff that we've seen.
Right. The security situation has been getting more pronounced over time, but we haven't really been addressing it until October 7th. And then when it became apparent that, yes, there are security needs at the level of congregations of the various Jewish agencies, and even in some cases for family homes and property, we said, okay, we need to be very proactive about this, very intentional. And so the primary funding coming from state and federal sources has been to provide hardening for the physical plant of, say, a synagogue or even our own federation offices. There's also been funding, though, for training and for enhancing the training available. And we make this training available to anyone who desires it. We're currently running a 6-week-long series of different types of security awareness, considering whether a situation is one that is a dangerous situation or not. How do you evaluate it? How do you try to decrease the tension in a situation? What do you do as follow-up of the situation? These are some introductory courses that we're offering right now online for free to anybody who wants them. Any community organization, congregation, whoever you are, if you would like some security training, we would be happy to provide that. And that's part of where that funding goes as well.
So tell me here, we only have a couple of seconds left, Sam, but for somebody who's hearing that might be interested in that, how do they get in touch with you or the Federation to avail themselves of it?
Sure. Just go online to jewishrichmond.org.
OK. Okay.
And then go into About and About Us, and you can find my name and email, srichardson@jewishrichmond.org. And there's also a security tab as well where you can report an incident or you can get in direct touch with our regional security advisor who's a member of the Secure Community Network. That's David Brackens.
Yeah, good guy, good solid guy. Well, yeah. Sam, I always appreciate you being here. I look forward to chatting again soon. Probably can't smuggle falafel back from Israel for you, but I'll try and pick up a little something in the gift shop. Okay.
Well, a bottle of Golani would be great.
Okay, I am making my list. All right. Now I get a shot with you. Right, there's going to be a L'chaim that we share.
Absolutely, yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, in that case, I will absolutely look for the bottle. Thank you, Sam. It's great chatting with you. We'll chat again soon. That is Sam Richardson. He's the executive director over there, Jewish Community Relations Committee and Jewish Community Federation. It all sort of blends together. JewishRichmond.org. All right. JewishRichmond.org. Oh, and ReflectorNews.org. ReflectorNews.org. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and, well, we got all sorts of great stuff going on. Oh, you know what, Germ, I think I've got, oh, yes, I've got just enough time. I know I've screwed it up, don't yell at me, but I want that audio that that person who was all upset because her son got nabbed by ICE because he was just really a super-duper nice guy except for all the criminal activity. Cut number 6.
Speaking through an interpreter, a Richmond mother who asked not to have her face shown describes the moment she was on the phone with her son Wednesday morning as he was being arrested by ICE agents in the Southwood apartment complex. She says by the time she got to his car, he was gone.
And so I stood there like crazy screaming and I called the police and I said, I don't know where my son is.
She's identified her son as 21-year-old Ricardo Martinez Cantarero and reported him missing to Richmond police. RPD says they found ICE agents in the neighborhood who confirmed her son was in their custody. RPD adds they had nothing to do with the operation and confirmed Cantarero had no active warrants with their department, but deferred to ICE for any additional information. CBS 6 sent an ICE spokesperson a list of questions and are waiting a response. His mother says she thinks it's related to a court date he was unaware of, saying he and his twin brother crossed the border at 16 from Honduras and were in the process of applying for asylum, but that was disrupted by the pandemic. She says the court never contacted them to resume the process, but says her son told her yesterday afternoon from jail that he was told he missed a court date in June.
And he had said that he didn't get a single piece of paper, a document regarding it, and they didn't call me or to ask me anything.
The mother says her son wasn't avoiding the legal system, adding he went to court to get a driver's license after a traffic violation.
He did the responsible thing, which was to go get his license. Because a lot of people don't go.
She says Cantarero has no major charges, as she put it, but his twin did and was deported last year and says they've been mistaken for each other in the past. Online court records for Cantarero shows numerous traffic violations and 4 criminal charges in Richmond in 2023, including 2 misdemeanor counts of assault and battery. Those charges were set aside last year, but hypothetically could be brought back by prosecutors. Henrico court records also show Cantarero found guilty of falsely IDing himself to law enforcement in 2023 and was sentenced to 6 months in jail, though most of that sentence was suspended.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, he's a hell of a guy. Honest to goodness, how could this poor, unfortunate soul be kidnapped by the masked people of ICE? Goodness, I mean, the community is, isn't it just back to the whole don't do the crime if you don't want to do the time? Right? If you don't want to be held accountable, then don't break the law. The rest of us have to be held accountable. The rest of us are not going to get a free pass just because we don't like a particular law. Or in this case, this guy doesn't seem to like most of the laws that are out there that keep the rest of us safe and secure. Sorry. Look, I love CBS 6. I think they do a great job. But come on. Really? Like, I'm supposed to cry a river for this guy? No. And what about anybody? Well, I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. Tomorrow morning, 7:35, I will be visiting Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And you're asking, what will we be talking about? And my answer is, I don't have any idea. So you definitely want to make sure you're here at 7:35 because hijinks are sure to ensue. Tomorrow, Tony Pham is going to be here. Lots of rain tonight. Please be careful driving. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.